Hi, you guys. Welcome to A Purpose Walk. I'm Deandra, and I'm so grateful that you're here tuning in or listening to my brand new podcast. And I do not take it for granted. And essentially, God called me to start this journey with telling you guys about my journey with Christ. Whether you have the highs or the lows, purpose is in each and every part of it. So when he called me to start this journey with you guys, it was about 2017, 2018. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. That's not a problem. I had my friend help me to get everything set up. And I recorded one video and I felt really, really good about it. And then afterwards, I was like, yeah, no, I'm all set. I'm good. This is a little difficult. It's a little different for me. I am a people person, so if I'm talking in front of you, I love have meaningful conversations, but to talk to a camera, God, I didn't realize that this was gonna be as hard as I thought. Like, it was good at first, but then I was like, this is kind of weird. No shaming on anyone that does this. I'm doing it now, so it's all good. And went by years of not picking it back up again. And then I had around 2022, God told me, I want you to get a message to my people, which is, you know, people who are in church. And it was not an easy task, but I wanted to be obedient. So, okay, Lord, I got you. I'm going to say it. So I recorded this video. I put it on TikTok, and the response that I got was a little overwhelming. I mean, in a good way, people responded in a good way. However, I had people like reaching out and like asking questions, and I will be answering them. And then I had this hunger or thirst to keep checking to see if people will comment or to keep making videos. And then God was like, all right, you're done. Have several seats. And I'm like, wait a minute, God, we was just getting good. What happened? And essentially, he told me, you are dealing with pride. And I'm like, what is that? So I look it up. I look it up to see what pride is all about. And then, okay, even more so, now I want to know, well, what do you have to say about it? So I started reading the Bible, looking into what pride looks like. How do you feel about it? And I was shocked, y'all. And I'm like, I had that in me. And he started to show me in different ways how I had pride. And I was like, okay, well, how do we get rid of this? Because I don't want it. I don't want it. Like, if this is something that makes you very upset, that is something that you really, really hate, I don't want it. And then it made me think about the devil and how essentially he had pride too. And I'm like, he got kicked out of heaven. I'm trying to make it there. So I need to figure this out, Lord. Like, I need your help. Let's figure this out. And I started really using what I learned in therapy to really process where did this come from? Why am I doing this? And I started to surely dissolve the pride that I had within me. And I could not have done it without the Holy Spirit or Jesus in general. So years later, I stopped doing these videos, y'all. How I knew it was time, God told me through prayer. In addition to that, right before, I started getting in preparation. And I just started getting the equipment that I need. And I was asking every little detail, God, is it okay if I get a camera? Is it okay if I do this? And he will tell me, yeah, go ahead. I will provide for you to get these things. And he did. So now he wants me to start telling all of the things that I went through. And I will go a little bit more in detail as, you know, time goes on. But he gave me the whole layout, everything that I am to tell you, because I'm not the person to be telling like all my business. I'm just not like that at all. However, may God get the glory. Okay, I'm gonna say that. But I just want to let you know that if you're on a journey where God is calling you to do something, one, ask him when okay? Because God's timing is perfect. Sometimes when he tells us to do things, it may not be a right now thing. So make sure you take that time out to read his word and about God's timing, but then also to pray and ask him about, like, when can you be released to do a thing. That's something that I wish I knew when I first got started. But we're here now, y'all. We are here. I'm excited not to tell my business. But I'm excited to go on this journey with you. And I hope that if you're walking with Christ already, maybe you will see yourself in my shoes, because walking with Jesus is a beautiful journey, but sometimes it's a little difficult. I definitely don't take it for granted. I love Jesus so much. I don't know where else I would go. I'll be honest. And I learned about other religions and it ain't hit for me. However, if you're not walking with Jesus, I hope that you will still stay tuned. Listen to your girl. Hear what she went through, because I'm pretty sure you've been through some things as well. This is a no judgment zone, okay? And make sure you respond. I would love to hear from you. Let's have some dialogue. Like I said, I love to talk. And I hope that, you know, you be blessed by my journey, and hopefully you can have one on your own. So make sure you stay with me and check me out. I'll be here every Thursday, and I'm excited. This is episode 1, y'all. So stay tuned, whether you're listening or you're watching. I hope to see you soon. All right, peace.